not really right. So the women are tyrannous. And so I started to go to the Catholic school.
Oh,
after I graduated from the Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm. And the Catholic school was in La Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The college is built on that
one. Okay. Well, it's also built on a cemetery.
Yeah, well, an original cemetery up there, yes.
Okay. And the school then was torn down? And the,
well, she was a Catholic school. And she was torn down.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was so one week I wasn't able to come home. And I was dead and I was over there. And this little cemetery treatment show didn't have taken care of. But the graves of all the family and they used to have little fences around it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of these graves had the most gorgeous yellow rose to go with it. Well, of course, I wanted that rose. Well, I was leaning over to get the rose. The birthday way was in a cell.
That hole. I had no time to get out. Did you get the rose?
I got the rose.
All right. That's funny.
Well, we're very lonely.
And I read in the paper here not too long ago about that cemetery, and I forgot what it was called. Mm-hmm. If it had a name.
I don't think I know.
It was built on kind of a point. Well, when there's one of those buildings up there at the college that is built right on the top of, and those graves are still under there.
I think there's still a skeleton under the M.O. Hall. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too big, and I've got no idea what the people's names were. I remember that there weren't any name plates, but they did have little fences around.
I bet it was a pretty thing.
Well, it was all grew up with grass and all that yellow everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this was one yellow rose.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Have you always been a musician? Did you take a lot of piano lessons?
Oh, quite a few.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Greg Roberts is my first teacher.
And then would you play for groups or something after that? Just for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of your other teachers?
Well, they were Catholic teachers.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
One teacher for Sister Frances, and the other was Sister Pascal. She was Sister Pascal, but they were a true Catholic. She was Protestant.
Well, how did that work, Joy?
Well, I think all of you good Catholics are the people that join the church. They're not the ones that's born in the church. I had a girlfriend that we were friends all of our life. Well, she'd go to confession, and then as soon as she was out of confession, she'd turn right around and do the same thing over. And I said, well, Alice, that's some funny religion. And of course, when I did go to church, I, in to the kid, and she's going to the Presbyterian church. While I went to the Presbyterian church, well, if there's anything going on in the Presbyterian church, Alice could go with me, but I could go to England in the Catholic church.
Oh. What did you do for fun when you were in, say, grade school, high school?
Well, to get home and probably get on the horse.
And just ride.
I rode a beautiful sorrow.
I bet you were a pretty sight, the two of you.
So I think she probably belonged to a sheep outfit. But somehow she got lost. Well, maybe when she was a female, they shot at her. And she finally was drinking that used to be over there. Well, it was built up on some rocks. My dad had gone back to that's why she falls. Well, she kind of took refuge in this old spring, and Dad went down to feed the hose. Well, she got to coming out and wanted to become friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that time, we didn't have a dog. I had a little pet spaniel dog when I was small.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad told my mother, so, well, you know, she has kind of intelligence. And she said, well, of course, you'll have to put her up in a work session. So we just adopted her.
Mm-hmm.
She was a wonderful cow dog.
So she'd go with you.
And she and my horse, boy, they were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was rather a shy kid.
Were there other kids around here that you played with?
Not
close enough.
Over in that neighborhood, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Northern Moon?
Again, the name.
Well, anyhow, 3 or 4 years ago.
He wasn't anybody to play with.
And the other kids in the neighborhood, they were either thrown up and left home, or they were too small to play with.
So I was kind of
alone in my neighborhood.
You had to make your own fun, didn't you?
I made my own fun.
Uh-huh.
When I was old.
And so in high school, would you go to dancing?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Was that at the Zuber Hall?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, during the war, you know, there wasn't any young men who left.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we had quite a few who were, there were boys that just a little something, they were button short or something.
some of the girls' brothers. You know? So we danced with them, and we danced with ourselves. Sure, that's who you had, isn't it?
Well, what about the cadets that were in the band? The cadets that were in the band. Did you dance with them?
No, we went to dances.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's quite a few young people who was in the army.
Mm-hmm.
Were there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
While the army took over the Sacagawea Hotel. And then quite a few young men around at that time.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it? Did you mix with them, or did they keep them separate, the cadets?
Well, no. They kind of mixed up.
Did they?
But boy, they sure they sort of tore up the hotel.
Did they?
Oh, yes. The kind of shoes they wore and all, yeah. You know. The old sack of Julia was a pretty nice hotel. Mm-hmm. And it's too bad that they tore it down. It's still in. Mm-hmm. And it's the state of Oregon's really, people that own it. They, you know, that's when the automobile, you know, where everybody had an automobile and they were traveling in places at a time. And our places, you know, you could stop along the road and stay all night. That put the hotel business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That really destroyed a lot of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Because people just quit going to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they wanted to take the top two stories on the Santa Julia and close it. And the state of Oregon wouldn't permit it. And that's the reason why it was torn down. They didn't pay the taxes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They wanted to keep the two floors they got their dependents there.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it. And of course, there was a wonderful big hall there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that really had always been missed. Mm-hmm. It was sort of a really terrible. There were only about 300 people.
And nothing came along to replace it, did it?
No, mm-hmm. not
mm-hmm.
There were lots of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Go and tell her about Cast Iron Mary, the original statue.
Oh, well, nobody seems to. And then they don't seem to know who Cast Iron Mary is.
Tell us.
Well, I don't know who originally made Cast Iron Mary, but when I was a small child, it's set there on the corner there, where the first National Bank used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that street wasn't paved yet. It had sidewalks in the van. They were paved. I think they look very like they look today.
Mm-hmm.
The roads are just the same, but the street wasn't paved yet. It was kind of a crushed rock, and it was being sloppy and slushy to go across the street, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where Cass Mary sits.
Oh.
And she was a lot bigger than this Cass Mary. And she was kind of green in color, and she had a picture of it set up here on her head. And I think if I remember, I think there was a valve that they could turn. And there would be water flowing out of that picture. You can see a pretty big size.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was three bays. They were all over this big.
Mm-hmm.
And those were horse dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't seem to know what they were.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they gave up.
Well, did LeGrand ever have a wooden sidewalk?
Well, not in my...
Uh-huh.
I think there was a part of a wooden sidewalk to the Julia Brothers room. On Depot Street there, for the side of the jewelry store, to the alley there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a wooden wheel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I remember. And when that building was built, it's back in what's the jewelry store now.
Mm-hmm.
That was originally a drugstore.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This was a drugstore.
Hmm.
And the brothers between that
uh-huh. I interrupted you. I think did you ever ride your horse to town? You'd ride through town with the cattle?
In the cattle or somewhere. But most of the time, the first car that we had, my dad made it into a truck.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we built that with calves. I was the leader.
Oh.
I had the means of help with that.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad brought up some
stuff. Now, I want to hear about taking the cows through town. I started with that because I was thinking of you and your horse and Cast Iron Mary and drinking out of that fountain. But this other about taking the cows through town is a lot more interesting.
Well, after my dad, when he started getting a few head, there was a pastor up the Grand Nine River that we knew for three or four years. Well, of course, the herd was increasing. And at that time, you know, where the old Pierce pasture is,
mm-hmm.
up above the granny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he couldn't seem to get into that. And we finally ended up in Stockton for the last 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So that took us 3 days. And it was just most of the time. Of course, the highway was different then. That was the old highway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any trouble. But of course, now you have to trust the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much traffic.
Yeah. So you would drive them up the highway.
Yes, that's the way to the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you go.
If a car came by, what happened?
Well, a lot of people bunched their cattle up. My dad strung the cattle out.
Mm-hmm.
And the traffic didn't. Of course, there wasn't a lot of traffic.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I had the small calves.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were overtook. And I was the lead. And the road was Well, that spring when you took the cattle up there, they come to this where it being cut off. And the cows stopped there and looked at that and they looked at it. And then they tried to climb this little rock wall. Was there something there? That was the way that they
were
going. And so, of course, Ed and Jimmy started.
Mm-hmm. Well, after we got past that and past the river, we went to, oh, a flat place there for quite a ways. And the old road had just kind of gone around trees. They hadn't cut them down. They just kind of zigzagged around. Well, we were with cows instead of going straight to there, you know, they made their own zigzag.
Is that
they
right?
They never missed the one.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
So they had this map in their head.
They did.
They knew where they were going. Put in with Dad's cattle when they take them out and put them in the herds. He said, I'll ride myself to death by taking care of your cattle. He said, if you can't find somebody to go with me to take care of your cattle, he said, I don't want to responsibility to take
it.
Pretty smart. It would drive you to wore yourself out because they wouldn't stay with the cattle.
Not when they had that kind of a pattern. So you took the young cattle, the calves, and then the mamas followed, really,
yes,
the truck,
yes,
didn't
they?
Okay.
They followed.
Uh-huh.
Well, the pasture that my dad leased back there belong to stay. It was land they were being more brought years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was rather high up there, but it was good to get a free pasture. Well, I tell you, Stan used to be embarrassed when he did
that. Really?
I was just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The lease was made out every year.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my dad went to the office after the mill. And, well, of course, they were supposed to be wealthy people. And I don't remember.
I do.
Everybody would have a hand in their story. Well, of course. At her age, my dad had seen that, well, the cattle changed. Up to that time, people didn't sort of sell their cattle until they was about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the cattle business changed, and they sold what they called baby beef.
Mm-hmm.
That was the yearlings.
Mm-hmm.
But you fatten out, they sold.
Mm-hmm.
They were just a year old, and they never more ate them. And so that made quite a little difference.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people here in the valley and different places, farming changed. You had different ways of farming.
Mm-hmm.
And the cattle business, your business was the cattle, you know, took care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they did other ways of farming, so they fell. And they called this baby beef.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay and say, well, I am lucky enough to be in the family. Do you remember where the lavender eating place?
I've heard of it.
Well, that man opened another really even place to be more or less kind of like a sandwich place. And then they would be invited in the back. It would be right beside it where the Jewish door is to go there. Well, these men hid in this little restaurant. Well, that was when Coca-Cola came in, and sometimes it did, if you had fun, you would break down and get a 5 cent worth of Coke. That brand was Coke, not what it is today. Well, I brought in to stay, and these men were in the room. And he just waited to see the kids and get started to talk to me. He thought I was the most wonderful kid to think that I would be the front row.
And I bet you were a pretty thing as well.
Well, no, it wasn't. I'm but he used to just get embarrassed. And boy, you got me to stay.
Well, sure, yeah. That boosted you up a little, didn't it?
But he just had to talk to me.
Well, And it's nice that he appreciated you, really. Now, were you in Staying Manor then, or at the house ever? Did you ever go to the house, to their home?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that time, they didn't have it. They didn't have the staying house. They lived there on 4th Street in that house. Chinese or Japanese.
Oh, really?
That was where Stan lived originally.
I didn't know that.
That was their house when they first built the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built their
home. Oh,
I see.
You took the cattle up in the spring, and then you'd have to, of course, drive them down in the fall as well.
Still using the open highway, and we had this one overhead bridge there that crossed the river and the highway, and we was up above the railroad track. Well, you couldn't see the train. You could hear it, but you could see the steam was puff up to the side of it. Well, the yearling was clear in the back. Well, from the steam map, they stand here. And I don't know how my dad ever got him down the and he yelled at me and told me to just stay in the way. Well, I didn't know how many miles that was. I held him there as long as I could. There was a flat place down there. But they split on me. So I thought, well, I've got to go if I'm going to stay in the room. Well, I'll tell you, that was pretty I did all right.
Imagine.
I was all by myself with 150 other cattle.
It would have made a great movie.
You know, the mouth of the canyon, when you leave the bed, you don't realize there's a rat there. I don't know if you're hiding in the feet, but that is almost stopping up the ways you ride up out of the south.
Really?
You don't feel like
no, it. No.
You wouldn't even go if you said you wouldn't want a horse. Well, at that time, by the old power mill down where the or Paddy, it's there nowadays. that was really a big mill there. And on the west, on the south side of the road, it was boarded up. So on top of the hill, I had to hold them there in the road. And I was having quite a time holding the family.
Of course.
Yeah, because my dad didn't get up till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't have a business for us. I didn't know how he looked by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came down and helped me fold the cattle.
Well, that was an adventure.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was. And he had, of course, they were wanting water, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had, he had a watering trough. Anyhow, he could turn water on the water cattle.
That was quite a day. I bet it was.
Because they wanted to go home.
Sure, they were headed in the right direction.
And this man that looked after the cattle up there in Sturton, he was the original Texas Ranger.
Oh, really? Good. That's a good story.
Yeah, I think it is. That's a very good story.
Hmm.
And of course, he was a trustee.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Myers at the bank, and my dad came in and said, what kind of business would he need? He said, well, Jerry, how does it come? This man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not with it. He said, I'm 40 miles from my cattle. He said, I've got to have somebody to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, but I think that makes sense. But it was a wonderful pasture, and there's a loose fly that bothers the cattle. They're terrible annoying. They're getting the nose and the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And up there on top of that mountain, there's good grass, but there's quite a little breeze, and there's enough to help the cattle keep the flies off of them with their tails. They didn't quite let them set it on their eyes.
It was perfect.
So it helped them in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one time my dad called up to catch our parson that was coming up to see how the cattle was putting along. Well, in this corral, there was about a half a dozen young bunches. And there was all peeled up. And I said to my dad, I said, well, before I was a orphan, they're all peeled up. My dad said, well, peeled hell. He said, those brands have been cut out of me. And then to peel over, and then they were rebranded.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's a big catch to take out, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, at that time, of course, we didn't know. But they were watching that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a circular tree, a little waste of the corral. I was, you never seen him. I do not know. But, his name was my dad. And we were. My dad was never called. On the fly. From the fly, they didn't get here. We did go first. And they had pictures of us.
Oh, really? Yeah, but they never did anything, didn't steal any of the cattle or.
And Jack had stole cows off of my dad. He came around to the pasture and I was really fast in there, but I was fenced off from the rest of it. And it came by one day when he was in the highway. My dad said to me, he asked me, he said, we've got to do this full tree farm. And I looked at it. I said, well, they look just like yours. He said, well, they are mine.
Oh, boy.
So, he went to prison. Came out, and they finally, at that time, that was before Elsie opened. The first day that they opened Elsie, they opened it in August.
Oh.
Well, the people were out there and killed a beautiful bird. It was so hot.
But
the time they brought it out to where our corral was, they were rotten.
Oh, no.
We couldn't get our horses in a mile of that corral.
No.
Here was all those beautiful elk just spoiled. Did that make sense to open the elk season in that time of the year?
No, it sure didn't.
Well, we chat, okay, going again and so on. There was always coming up for them, trying to catch somebody. But the week was a different farm people up there, you know. Well, they had elk meat for 2 weeks. Jack kept two people in elk meat. He was such a good shot. And he could shoot an elk right through the backbone. And one time, we were up there. If we ever had any trouble where we had a taste of that, he said, well, my goodness, something coming out of here. After he showed up, we came to the house, we were going to do it. And we had come and he said, no, well, we're not too, how we could go through this pine button over his shoulder and brought it in. So, the best thing. I've never tasted elk like that.
Really?
So,
really?
We would get right down to the set.
It was so
good.
Oh, good. Now, I think I've heard that elk were not natural to the valley, that they brought them in. Do you know?
Well, no. Elk are important to the valley. And I'm not too sure that the deer are.